866-2237.
Time to go to Plan B, but what is Plan B when it comes to the debt ceiling? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, this show, America Tonight. We're trying to uncover what nobody seems to be able to uncover or answer in Washington, even when you're trying to bang down the door. What gives? Why are we continuing to go down this same road and there aren't any answers that appear to be palatable to the American people, including myself? I am the same as the rest of you. It's ridiculous. I don't get it. I don't understand why we got into this horrific spot in the first place. But we're here, so now there has to be a certain kind of solution. And a certain kind of solution is to not continue to spend out of control amounts of money on programs and things that are ridiculous. And the list is way too long. There's a book on all the government waste. And that's part of the problem, but not the entire problem. And now at this point, once again, the knife is in our backs. And it's our money. It's my money. It's your money. It's our future that they're leveling with, or they're toying with, not leveling with us. They're toying with our future, our kids' future, grandkids' future. You know, throw it all into the pot. It's frustrating, isn't it? And I hear it from all the people that have called this show, and I read it when I look at the emails day after day. As much as you want to focus on other things, it always comes back to the debt ceiling, doesn't it? So John Boehner, who is the Speaker of the House, and he's been doing a little dancing lately, a little of that Potomac two-stepping around the Tea Party, because the Tea Party's saying, listen, we're holding your feet to the fire on this, so don't give in here. Don't pull a McConnell. And this was Boehner's recent response to now going into day six of meetings with the president. He defended and talked about Eric Cantor. Here's what he said.
We have been in this fight together. And any suggestion that, that the role that Eric has played in this meeting has been anything less than helpful is just wrong.
All right. So the reason that's coming out is because now it's the blame game. And the opposite side, what happened was Cantor came out the other day and said, look, the president just got up and left. He was frustrated, said he had enough. That was it. Boom. And as soon as Cantor said that, then he's been called out a few times by the Democrats, got called out again by the Democrats. So now on top of everything else with this serious situation, there's this back and forth. You said this and I said that and they said this and it's being reported this, and it's crazy. It's nonsense is what it is. I'll tell you what, somebody who knows what it's like to try to maneuver around politics and deal with personal issues, and she put the face on addiction when it came to alcohol and painkillers was Betty Ford. And everybody knows about the, you know, Betty Ford in California and how that changed the lives of a lot of people. A residential treatment center, 4 to 6 weeks or even longer, people stayed. And it really spawned off other facilities that people could afford in places all over the whole country and get the help that they needed. I think the biggest thing that she did was she opened the dialogue. Well, she was laid to rest in Grand Rapids, Michigan today, and it was a who's who of politicians, certainly, at her funeral. And it included Hillary Clinton and, you know, just everybody that the former President Bush, GW was there, and just anyone you can imagine, they were all next to each other, Rosalind Carter, and etc. They were all there. They all came out. You know, it's an exclusive club, these ex-presidents and their wives and the people that they've touched and the people who worked for them. And Betty Ford was a pretty popular woman when it came to those who she changed lives, you know, the people that she touched in certain ways with programs and things that she was a part of. And also the people politically that she dealt with, because she was a political wife for such a long period of time. Here's a little bit of the thoughts of Betty Ford and her being, again, laid to rest next to the former president, her husband, Gerald Ford.
I wanted to make sure that my children were here for this.
It's history. It's historical.
It's kind of sad because it's kind of hard to see your mom go away, because how would you feel if it was your mother?
Except for that, she lived a very long life. If you live into your 90s and you go through the peaks and valleys that everybody goes through, then I'd say you did well. 93 is a pretty good number for Betty Ford. Like that last guy saying, oh, it's sad she's a mom. And, of course, it's always sad, but 90s is pretty good. You know that I'm a person who likes to keep tabs on what's going on with NASA, and maybe it's because I've had the fortune to talk to some former astronauts in the course of my career. And it's always interesting to hear them describe what it was like to go up into space. I mean, what was it like to go up in a rocket? Now, our last shuttle is coming back. And when it comes back, that's it. And then we got to hitch rides with the Russians. And who knows where we go with space exploration, Mars, and the moon again is being talked about. But we're in such dire straits financially that the discussion about NASA has pretty much been iced over. I thought you'd like to hear this, though. The cool part about the astronaut stuff and this mission, the shuttle mission to the International Space Station, is the little bits and pieces you get back when they're waking up or when they're talking, you know, back to the Cape or whatever. And listen to what they listened to. This was their wake-up call. All right, you got to love that. How apropos is that? R.E.M., I want to say from the late 80s, that was the R.E.M. song, Man on the Moon. And finally, one last thing here before we go to our cheap movie review next. It makes you wonder about security when you hear something like this, that the Pentagon is saying that they suffered one of their largest ever losses of sensitive material this spring to a cyber attack that they're blaming on an unspecified foreign government. They're saying 24,000 files were stolen. 24,000 files. Yeah, they got to do whatever they can to upgrade their defenses. And apparently they've done that. That's why they're letting us know what happened. Movie's next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is a big weekend for a franchise series. Some of you might have gotten hooked into it. Some of you have no clue about Harry Potter, could care less. But Harry Potter has made the most movie, the overall franchise, like I say, of the Potter series than any in the history of cinema. It's interesting. The story is what's interesting. That you had a woman who was writing this longhand in a coffee shop while she was unemployed. Really hit the skids, was in tough times, but was a creative artist type. Had this book in her head, had this idea. Somehow it gets to the right literary agent, and the book gets produced, and the rest is crazy wild history. So this is supposed to be the last installment of Harry Potter, and here is a little snippet.
We can end this.
What can we jump down? I want to send you.
They would only come to you. Come on, Tom. Let's finish this the way we started. Together!
Only I can live forever.
Sounds like some crazy, wild special effects. You know, it's interesting, I talked about the Harry Potter franchise, the movies, and then there's, of course, a million products and whatnot. And Universal has a whole Harry Potter theme. They have a shop that you can go in, and a wand depicts you. Can you imagine, guys, standing there with your little boy or whatever, and this wand flies over you? The thing is, though, you got to wait in these lines for 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours. I don't think I've ever waited in any line for even over an hour. I can't imagine 2.5 hours. But kids go crazy for Harry Potter. So we'll see how big it is at the box office. I think it's just going to blow all records. Okay, we go from Potter and all those special effects to Winnie the Pooh. Check it out.
I can see you're going to be rather feisty today.
I am known for my inspiring rhetoric.
Blue! Woo-hoo-hoo! A simple hello would do. Thank you very much.
Christopher Robin!
I walked across an empty land. I knew the pathway like the back of my hand.
We'll have a contest to find a new tail for Eel.
Well, the thing to do is issue a reward.
Was on tight.
I beg your pardon?
You sneezed.
No, I didn't. The word is issue, not at you.
You must be catching a cold.
I'll probably catch it too.
Perhaps I could borrow some honey. Oh, just a taste. A small lick, I should think.
Silly old bear.
Yeah, that needs no explanation. If you know the story of Winnie the Pooh, then you know what the movie is about. This is something a far cry from Winnie the Pooh and probably Harry Potter, too. Listen to this. It's a movie called Lucky. It's about a guy who wins the lottery, but you won't believe what he does after he hits the jackpot.
Lucy.
What?
Well, don't get upset. The copy machine is busted.
Then it's your mother. She says it's urgent.
You're right.
Oh, honey, you know your ticket? The lottery ticket?
Are you okay? You know how they say your life totally changes? They're not lying.
There are three girls who have been missing. All of them have blonde hair.
Hi.
You should come inside. I don't want you to catch a cold.
I'm Detective Whalen, and I'm working on the Leslie Singer case.
You should find all the people that bought lottery tickets that day.
The only person I know who bought a ticket on that day was you.
Why?
Because you won.
That's right.
Crazy!
Is your marriage based on honesty and mutual respect?
Yes.
No, it is not. I married you for your money, and you like to kill people.
Add him to the pile.
All right, so like I said, I don't want to give it all away, but the deal is, in this movie, the guy wins $36 million. The girl he wants to marry him marries him, but only because he has this money. Then he becomes a serial killer whose victims all resemble her. So she doesn't walk away from the check, you know, the money that she's getting. So she helps him bury the bodies. She kind of reburies the bodies. Colin Hanks is in it, and I think he's a good actor. Anne Margaret's in it. Jeffrey Tambor, if you know who he is, he's a great character actor. He's in this movie as well. It's got huge ratings and rave reviews from movie critics for what it's worth. And I think it's one of those just dark black comedies. And it's on opening on a weekend where you've got stiff competition from the two movies that we just heard. But, of course, that is only for people who have children or people who are just really hooked into the Harry Potter series. And we're in the summertime now where all the big blockbuster movies come out. It's now in Christmas time, basically. So you still have a lot of movies people are probably trying to get to see if they're movie nuts at all. And there's more to come. The Potter was certainly one of them. Pirates of the Caribbean, the latest of that. There's X-Men First Class, The Hangover, which was a popular movie, and it's making a lot of money. The Hangover Part 2. All these are movies that have been out now for a couple of weeks. Transformers, Dark of the Moon, that's another one. Then there was Colin Hanks' dad, Tom Hanks, who's in a new movie called Larry Crown with Julia Roberts. That's been out for a couple of weeks, and that's kind of starting to find its audience as well. To go to the movies, make sure you sneak in the popcorn. It's cheaper.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You can live to 100. It's not a dream, not sci-fi, not impossible.
and you can stay youthful, vigorous, and look half your age. Live to 100 on WebTalkRadio.net introduces you to scientific breakthroughs, landmark experiments, and life extension biotechnology from the world's leading reverse aging experts on diet, exercise, and nutrition. Fall in love with your life again and live long on Live to 100 at WebTalkRadio.net.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. I'll tell you what, one of my favorite segments that we do on this show, and we haven't done it in a couple of weeks, it's called It's Your Business. I love talking to entrepreneurs because I think across America, a lot of you guys listening, a lot of you women listening, have these ideas, but you just don't know how to get off the couch, or you think you can kind of do it, but could you really find money to do it? Do you need a lot of money? I mean, there's always a zillion questions and roadblocks and all that kind of stuff, but people are doing it, especially these days in this economy. It sounds strange to say it, but this is the time to start a business. This is the time to be an entrepreneur. Of course, that depends on if they destroy us in Washington next week, but okay. So for all you entrepreneurs, I am thrilled to pieces to introduce you to my friend, Robin Rapture. She's tremendous. She's like a ball of energy, I'm telling you. And she's networking to death at a great conference. It's called the eWomen Network 11th Annual Conference and Business Expo. And this thing's got, you know, Jack Canfield is here and Les Brown is here. And it's a who's of people who are doing it, and people who are big names in the speaking industry, have their own companies, that kind of thing. And Robin started her own venture that I think a lot of you will find pretty cool. I'm just going to tell you, hula hoop. Good at the hula hoop? This is a cool thing, and it's called Hoopium. You go to hoopium.com. But I'm stealing all her thunder. She's in our virtual green room right now, sipping on a latte or perhaps something very cold, I hope, because it's 105 degrees in Dallas. So, Robin, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's fantastic to be on the show, for sure.
You know what? A lot of what happens to people, the crazy saying about you just have to be ready for opportunity when a door opens. And this is kind of one of those examples. Somebody just called you up out of the blue. I mean, you are a businesswoman, you are an entrepreneur, and you live in New Hampshire, but somebody called you up out of the blue and said, hey, I got a ticket to this thing, you need to go. Is that what happened?
Yeah, Kate, it was amazing how it happened. My entrepreneur girlfriend, who is an amazing person in her own right, got in contact with me, said, I have a free ticket to this conference. All you need to do is buy yourself a plane ticket, and you can share a room with me, and you need to go because Lisa Sasevich, who you didn't mention, which is great because I got to mention her, she gave the first pre-conference to the whole conference. The thing really starts tomorrow on Saturday. It starts on Friday, back up to Saturday. I keep forgetting my days are all. But she said, you have to go see this woman because this woman will change your life. And I tell you what, I can't believe what happened today. I just feel like a complete transformation has happened. I've had amazing thoughts for Hoopium from the get-go. And she's kind of like the person who has brought it all in order. And this is, I still have two more days.
Right. So who knows what you'll learn after that. Yeah.
And then, of course, once I get home, I'll just be, I'll have to go into the think tank for about, a full week just to kind of process.
I love that. So let's talk about, so now you have these other opportunities. You're meeting all these people who are doing well, and they're giving you roadmaps, and I think that's what you're going to learn throughout the week. And other people listening to us know that they've attended other conferences where something's changed their life. So that's a good thing. But what made you, Robin? I mean, you're a woman that has a lot of different talents. What made you decide to jump on with Hoopium? I mean, how did that whole thing start?
Really interesting that because it was an evolution. Hula hooping started for me 4 years ago. It was completely random. I met a street performer who had, she had probably 15 hula hoops on her arm. That's what I am today now. But then it was kind of like, wow, hula hooping, that looks like so much fun. And I mean, I couldn't hula hoop as a child. I was horrible at it, and I kind of gave up on it at a very early age and said, that's not for me. And then I saw this girl, and the hula hoops were so big. They were bigger than I'd ever seen. And she said, well, that's because this is an adult size hula hoop. It's very different than what happened in the 50s, because when that first came out, they were modeling that after the Aborigines in Australia. It was actually the children were using twine that was all twined together into a man-made natural hula hoop. And these guys from WAMO, I think that's where it was.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they saw this. They were on a vacation or something over there and said, let's bring it to the States. We're going to make this the biggest thing ever. And of course, it was. And it took, 50 years now for almost 60 years to make a comeback. And this comeback is unbelievable. I kind of grabbed on to, and it's really just beginning, maybe like 8-10 years, but it's really gaining steam right now. And I said, I want to take this and bring it and put it in front of corporate America. That's really where I want to bring this into. Like, let's just say, some of the bigger name companies, and you and I know who we're talking about, but
sure.
I'm not saying them out loud. But I want to be able to go in and offer my service as, break out of your cubicle and, get your hoop on. And, just because we all need breaks during the day. How many times are you at work? You could even, of course, be at home, but it's a stress reliever. It's, you exert energy and it's fun. Oh, Kate. As soon as you put this thing on and you realize that you can do it because these bigger hoops make it a lot easier and with a little bit of instruction, you can just go for hours if you so choose, of course.
Wow. Well, and of course, the other benefit of that is, as you said, it's a break. It's something different. I'd like to see a bunch of guys in suits doing the hula hooping to break the ice.
I've got them. I've been to like the B&I kind of like situations and gotten in front of a couple groups back in New Hampshire, and you'd be surprised. A lot of guys are really digging this. I have I just sold a couple of hoops to a DJ, and he was all proud. He was putting them on and just hooping in front of me, and I was taking pictures of him. It's funny. It's great. I love to see the guys get into it because it's something. It's an aspect that maybe they didn't know that they could rock,
Right, exactly. We're speaking with Robin Rapture, founder and chief hooper of Hoopium.com. Now, you said you're catching the wave at the right time, which often happens in businesses. They're around and they get a little bit of groundswell, but boom, all of a sudden things start to click. So there's other people who are involved in this and who are running classes, I imagine, right around the country?
Oh, absolutely. Actually, I just came back from a fantastic weekend. It was called Hoop Fest New England, and it was the first one. A great lady up in Maine put it together, Maria Randolph. She's unbelievable. It was a whole weekend, like a Friday, a Saturday, a Sunday, and there are hoopers all around, the world even, that are out there teaching other hoopers. Now, that's one aspect of the whole hooping community. And
sure.
I haven't seen other hoopers kind of reach out kind of like to where I'm trying to go. I think I'm taking a step in another direction, which I believe after attending this workshop and this weekend that my mission will be to not only bring it to corporate America, but also to bring the opportunity to hoopers and how to monetize their skill.
Sure. So they could start classes, they could have sales, they could do all that kind of stuff, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You know, another interesting thing I just thought of, too, and I think people around the country listening to the two of us talk right now could appreciate this, with schools and how much they're cutting out PE and everything else, if you had a corporate sponsor, what a great thing to take to the classrooms, maybe even middle schools, elementary, I don't know, what all different levels, actually. But that would be great because you could have a hoop break. I mean, they could, because they're cutting out so much of PE, if somebody paid for the hoops, et cetera, that could be a way to bring a little exercise to the problem that we're seeing in the schools. What do you think of that?
I love that idea. And, you know, actually that kind of keys into something that I've kind of got, you know, at the homebrew back in New Hampshire. I have some connections up in Concord and, you know, in the state house and that sort of thing. And it might be a little premature to kind of give this away, but I am talking with the state to, you know, or making plans maybe to bring this to children and the schools. And, you know, and I haven't kind of figured out how that integration is going to happen. I also have some hoop friends that are already doing things in schools. So it, you know, it definitely has a lot of potential. And of course, sponsorship is huge. You know, we can't do anything, you know, without that kind of support. So of course, any of the listeners that are, you know, that might know, like, oh, that sounds like a great idea.
Sure.
OBM would be extremely open to, you know, helping to facilitate that sort of action.
Yeah, and you can check it out at hoopium.com. Great way to burn some calories, too, eh?
Did you know that actually I've read there's a couple of really exciting things that have to do with health? Because when I first got into it, I said, this is so much fun. And then I realized how aerobic it really is. I looked it up, and there are so many sources online, but the kind of general consensus through the forums and the different doctor sites and that sort of thing that keeps coming around, I keep seeing over and over, it's between 300 and 600 calories per hour, which is almost is the equivalent of running. And, you know, this is – it's really an effective cardiovascular exercise core because you're mostly doing, you know, waist hooping. But there's so many other things that I teach in my classes, like off-the-body hooping with
right.
your arms. You can go over your head. You can – bring it around your body. And I have a lot of people that have injuries, you know, that approach me and say, you know, I really can't do that because, you know, I've got this, you know, back, this other kind of thing. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to do just one thing with the hoop. The hoop could actually, you know, it's the whole body. There are lots
sure.
of things that you can learn how to use it for. So, health-wise, it's fantastic.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, check it out. Good luck to you, Robin Rapture. You know, we're big fans of yours here, so we hope you take
you.
The hoops everywhere. Hoopium.com.
Yeah.
Check it out. It is your business, baby. Hey, thanks so much, Robin.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
You can live to 100. It's not a dream, not sci-fi, not impossible. And you can stay youthful, vigorous, and look half your age. Live to 100 on WebTalkRadio.net introduces you to scientific breakthroughs, landmark experiments, and life extension biotechnology from the world's leading reverse aging experts on diet, exercise, and nutrition. Fall in love with your life again and live long on Live to 100 at WebTalkRadio.net.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
How lucky can one guy be?
Perfect song for our next guest, because we've been talking about this a ton here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, and it's that crazy Operation Fast and Furious. What happened as far as Eric Holder's role in that was at the Justice Department. You know, I mentioned the alphabet soup, ATF, the guys who carried it out. And, of course, gun store owners were actually instructed by the ATF to sell guns to the bad guys who would walk the guns into Mexico. Remember all the shock over that and the sad repercussions that now keep trickling in some of the stories? So, you know how I feel about the Second Amendment. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show Alan Gottlieb. He's the Executive Vice President of the Second Amendment Foundation. And I can only imagine that Alan's hair is on fire, much like mine was when this story first broke. Alan, thanks for hanging with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Great to be with you.
Tell me your initial reaction when you heard about Operation Fast and Furious.
Well, actually, I had heard about it earlier on without knowing what the program really was doing back in 2009 when Eric Holder made a television speech that was videotaped in Mexico talking about it, but didn't really get into the details of it. When my hair started to burn was last December when we found out that one of these guns that I guess this project where they authorized the sale from the gun dealers and the guns were walked across the border. No one in Mexico was told about the guns were coming, and the drug cartel had their hands on them. And one of these drugs came, one of these guns came back across the border and killed Brian, a Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry.
Sure.
And that's when the cover on this got blown, and that's when some ATF agents then became their conscience got to them, and they became whistleblowers and released a lot of documents and things what this program was all about. Of course, since then, my hair's been burning even more because, you know, the cover-up has even been worse than what I'm calling a crime here. And, you know, again, like in Watergate, the cover-up was worse than the crime, but nobody died. And in this case, we have one dead Border Patrol agent. Now we have over a few hundred innocent Mexican civilians that have been killed by drug cartel members with these guns, and a couple dozen U.S. citizens killed by these guns. And the government is still covering up and claiming that, you know, these things didn't sort of happen. And it's obnoxious, and Congress has been holding hearings, as you know, and the government has withheld documents from them and withheld testimony, and it's still, for all practical purposes, stonewalling. And then this last week, they've now come out with a diversionary tactic and trying to put in and enforce a new gun control law in the border states, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California, that anybody who buys a rifle, more than two of them in a week period from gun dealers in those states, they have to get separately reported to the ATF so they can keep a separate registrar of those people for who knows how long. They're saying they're only going to keep them for 2 years, but they have no authority to keep them more than 24 hours, let alone even have a registration list compiled from this under federal law to try and show that they're trying to keep rifles from crossing the border to Mexico when the government itself is who's putting them across the border.
Right, no kidding. And so when you talk about cover-ups, I agree with you, because now everybody's scrambling. I call it a high-stakes game of CYA, no question about it. And with Fast and Furious, what a perfect thing to disguise, ultimately, what they want to see happen, and that's getting rid of all the guns. Because then you can say, well, look, see, this isn't good, and what about the people that come in, the so-called straw folks? This is the way you can catch them in the net, and that was the intention all along. So it's just a lot of, to me, it seems like they're putting up one big giant smoke screen, and really anything any of us can do to poke through that and scream that we need to get justice here, I think is so key. I don't understand why Eric Holder gets to wiggle out of this.
I don't either. And I really think the reason why they did all this was, if you remember going back like last year, both President Obama and Attorney General Holder both talked about 80-90% of the guns that they're using in crime in Mexico are traced back to the United States.
Yeah.
Well, we knew that was a bogus number because Mexico firstly only asked us to trace guns they think may have come from the United States. So all those Chinese guns without serial numbers that are circulating around Mexico, they don't bother to ask us to trace because they know they didn't come from here. And all those guns that come up from Mexico south of their border from South and Latin American countries, they don't ask us to trace. And all those guns from the military that the deserters run off with and give to the drug cartel, they don't ask us to trace. And all those guns that come from the police department, corrupt police departments to the drug dealers in Mexico, they don't ask us to trace those either. So what happened here is this is, I think, the Fast and Furious, which is what it was called out of the Phoenix office. It's all part of something called Operation Gun Runner. Mm-hmm. But I think this whole program was then taken and used to get these guns across the border to Mexico. So when they got traced, they could say, see, our numbers are really justified. They're real. And now we need to crack down on gun dealers and gun shows and pass regulations against so-called assault weapons and pass all kinds of new gun control laws that the administration's been trying to push. It may sound cynical, but I don't think anybody can give any logical explanation why this program could have existed otherwise.
But in organizations like yours and, of course, the NRA and how big those numbers are there, and there are pockets of other organizations, I think that constant tug of war, and you know because you've been fighting that battle for a long time, in my mind you can never be vigilant enough because I think you have to protect those rights and not take those away. That's why I'm certainly for the Second Amendment. But do you feel like there's a real crack in the armor? Do you feel like there is a chance that they could get through and actually have more gun control laws on the book and see it go in a different direction, Alan?
Well, they'd love to try to do that. Right now, they're not going to get it through the House of Representatives and Congress. And the likelihood of the Senate is not great either. But it's how to get around Congress and how to do this. And this administration, you know, is far from transparent and loves getting around Congress. This new law that they're putting through that I just talked about the two rifles, if you buy them in a weekly period, you get yourself put onto this new list in four border states. That's blatantly illegal under current congressional law. But also, let's just think about it for a second. How can the United States have one law for four states and all the other states are under a different federal gun law? I mean, that's not equal protection under the law. It's never going to stand up in court. And here's the Attorney General who's supposed to protect people's rights and represent the country and protect our laws and our society. The first one's breaking it. And now they propose new laws that really are totally illegal. I mean, this is really kind of scary.
No, I agree with you. Absolutely. And we started off the conversation talking about the outrage over certainly what happened with Operation Fast and Furious. And the fact that, you know, Holder now, it's all this finger pointing and let's let some dominoes fall, but not really the dominoes at the top who started the whole thing in the first place. And as you say, if you go back in the archives, there is tape of Holder connected to Mexico and sort of in a, I don't think he blatantly says it, but you can tell that what he's talking about is this program. So how can he, how can they act like they had no idea that this was happening?
Well, it's not just act like it. I mean, the videotape exists, so we know about it, and there's also a memorandum about this that Eric Holder signed back in 2009. Well, last month he was asked by Congressman Daniel Issa how long he's known about this. And he said, well, I can't give you the exact date. And so I said, well, just approximately. And he goes, oh, about 2 weeks. Well, let's be honest about it. 2009 was a lot further out than two weeks a month ago. And then on top of that, when Brian Terry was shot and killed by one of these guns and it made news and everybody knew about it back last December, tell me that since the Border Patrol agent is part of the Justice Department and the Attorney General runs the Justice Department and these guns came from a Justice Department program, I find it hard to believe that the first thing on top of his desk on his daily information packet wasn't information about that right on his desk the day that happened in last December. So there's no way about this. Now, he's lied about this under his sworn testimony to Congress. And for that alone, man should be put in jail.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. Alan, don't be a stranger to the show. We'd love to have you back on again. We thank you for popping on with us.
My pleasure, anytime.
All right, Alan Gottlieb, Executive VP of the Second Amendment Foundation. He's upset by what we've talked about on this show, what has happened with the Department of Justice and the fact that, as he mentioned, the videotape exists, and they knew what was happening clearly with Operation Fast and Furious. They knew it was taking place, and you even had gun dealers who were reporting suspicious gun purchases, let's face it, to the ATF. And, you know, they didn't have to do that, but they were doing that, and still the dealers were directed to sell them anyway. So they were told by the government to sell them. So I don't know how you can pin it back on the other guys. And how this ends up will be something to follow, because with the Justice Department and Holder squarely in the middle of this, the more that that's reported, the more that the scandal regarding, you know, who at the Justice Department knew, and yeah, sure, they're clamping down on gun dealers, wink, wink, that's not what was happening here. With the guns that were walking into Mexico and then given to drug cartels, even though the store owners, rather, didn't want to see that happen. All right, coming up next, we're going to lighten the load. I'm going to introduce you to a woman who's trying to make a fortune off the hula hoop.